بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. You might find it Q&A on Islamic Beliefs in our website, iranradio.ir. I am Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Intercession or Shafa is a core belief in Islam and refers to the act of an appointed figure, like a prophet or an imam, pleading to Allah on behalf of a sinner on the Day of Judgment. This is a definition of Shafa, Sheikh Karimi. But now the major question is that, is there any sin that is excluded from the Shafa or prophet, Allah or imams or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So before answering this question, we need to know about this concept and those people who are going to intercede and those people who are going to be interceded, so we can come to the answer to this question. First of all, as you rightly mentioned, this is an Islamic notion, an Islamic concept. Again, some people have tried, some Wahhabis, to attribute it only to the Shia school of thought, but this is not the point. When we refer to the verses of the Quran, the conclusion of the verses is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this right of intercession to some people that He is pleased with. Although, I mean, we agree that in some verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, for example, لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Shafa'a, intercession, belongs to Allah only. But it doesn't negate other verses of the Quran, in which, for example, chapter Maryam, verse 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ الشَّفَاعَةَ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ عَهْدًا. None will have the power of intercession except he who had taken from the Most Merciful a covenant. So, as I mentioned, other verses of the Quran refer to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this right of intercession to some people.
All right.
Especially the Prophet, as mentioned in the Quran, that وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ. Allah is commanding the Prophet to do the tahajjud, night vigil. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. So Allah may give you a praiseworthy status. According to many narrations, both in Shia and Sunni narrations, this maqam mahmud, praise position of the Prophet, is referring to the fact that he has the right to intercede. So according to all Muslim scholars, both Shia and Sunni, the Prophet is one of the people who will intercede. And we have the narrations about the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who will intercede.
That's right.
Some arguing with verse 26 of chapter Najm, believe that the angels will also intercede. According to a narration in Nahj al-Balagha, Imam Ali al-Islam says that Quran is going to intercede.
Yes.
We have the prophets, martyrs, believers, memorizers of the Quran, even righteous neighbors for their neighbors. Tawbah, these are among the people and things that they can intercede. Now, who is going to be interceded for? Is it for all the sins, as the question mentioned? Some verses in the Quran, like chapter Ghafir, verse 18, is referring to the fact that, first of all, the polytheists, the disbelievers, and Zalimin, the oppressors, are not going to be interceded on the Day of Judgment.
Okay.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا لِلْظَالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعٍ. If you are a zalim, an oppressor, and of course, mushrikeen, kafirin, polytheists, idolaters, disbelievers are among the people who have wronged themselves, and then there is no shafi'ah, there is no intercessor for them on the Day of Judgment. So this can be considered as one of the sins for which there is no intercession. Zulm, oppressing other people.
Right.
So as believers, we need to be very much careful.
Because it is not in their hands.
That's the point.
I mean, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot intercede in the oppression that was done to the people.
Exactly.
Because that's haqqun nas, you know?
Sure.
The rights of the people, that's right.
And we have some narrations in our collections of hadith that those people who take the prayer lightly, then they are not going to be interceded. There is no shafa'ah for them. And taking the prayer lightly is not only abandoning the prayer. It can be, I mean, delaying the prayer, sometimes ada, sometimes qaza. I mean, taking the prayer lightly, unfortunately, when it comes morning prayer, many people may take it lightly. So as a warning point, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that, لَا يَنَالُ شَفَاعَتَنَا مَنْ اسْتَخَفَّ بِسَلَاتِهِ. If you take the salat lightly, then there is no intercession for you. Some other Shia narrations refer to the fact that the Nasibis, those people who hate the Ahlul Bayt, who curse the Ahlul Bayt, who are the enemies to the Ahlul Bayt, there is no intercession for them. An oppressive king, those people who are considered ghulat, exaggerators, they are not going to be interceded. So these are some points mentioned in the narrations regarding the concept of intercession. I believe that, I mean, we cannot say, for example, this is not for sure that every person can be sure that, okay, all my sins will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through intercession. This is not the case. Although the Prophet says, اَدَّخَرْتُ الشَّفَاعَةَ لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ, or, I mean, الشَّفَاعَةَ لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, the intercession is for the people who commit major sins against among my nation. But it's not giving a blank check to all Muslims that, okay, commit any sin that you want and then you will be interceded on the Day of Judgment. Shafa'ah for you. No. That is why we have the concept of khawf and raja. We need to be fearful of Allah and at the same time we need to be hopeful. We need to be hopeful of the concept of intercession, but there is no guarantee that all my sins are going to be forgiven through intercession or by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. No, we need to be careful about what we do.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
How many times, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet and Imams can intercede for your faults or for your errors, you know? A true repentance and true tawbah, as you said also, that's work, Shaykh, isn't
it? Sure. Yeah, so, I mean, I believe that, I mean, people talk about the philosophy of shafa'ah and the wisdom behind this concept. So, some Wahhabis, they say that, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive everything, every sin. Why you are giving this right of intercession to people like prophets, Prophet Muhammad and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. The answer to this question is that there are, two or three answers that can be given to this question of the philosophy and the wisdom for Shafa'ah.
Okay.
First of all, it is against the concept of disappointment or yes.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, I mean, people transgress all the laws, religious laws, and they go to extreme in committing all kinds of sins.
That's right.
And they think, for some people, that there is no way to get rid of that. And, I mean, they may come to this point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to forgive me. So the concept of shafa'a for some people is there to give them a kind of hope that on the day of judgment, I mean, some of your sins are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you might be given this chance of shafa'a by the prophet, by the imams.
That's right.
So that you may go to the paradise. So this is giving hope for the disappointed people.
That's right.
Second of all, shafa'a needs some conditions. As I mentioned, intercession is not going to happen for all the people without any criteria. No, there are some criteria. As the verse mentioned, there must be a kind of a covenant between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not a blank check.
All right.
We need to prepare ourselves so that we meet the condition criteria for shafa'a. And the third point, which is also of great importance, is that the concept of shafa'a is mentioned in the Quran and the verses so that people be heedful regarding the people who are going to intercede.
That's right.
So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive every sin. But he's telling the people that your prophet can intercede,
all right,
your imams can intercede, so that people come to realize that in this life, they have great people like the prophet, like the imams, like Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha, who have such a great position that they can intercede. So they take them as their role model, as their role model in this life.
And it's not, at the end of the day, it's not a game. It's not a show.
Not at all.
In fact, intercession is not acting this way. Okay, let's do all the sins. At the end of the day, Hussein ibn Ali will be our Shafi, for example, in the other world. This is not the case.
This is a wrong understanding.
Wrong understanding of the concept of Shafa'a. And can we select an ordinary person as a Shafi for us? Can we do so? For example, I don't know, maybe a father, mother, grandfather, a holy man, an alim or something?
We are not going to take any person. As I mentioned, according to some narration, some people have such a great position on the day of judgment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with giving them this right to intercede for others. So the main people in this category are the prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. But as I mentioned, we have some narrations about the martyrs, about even a good neighbor, a righteous neighbor, he or she may intercede for their neighbors. So what we can be sure of, as the narrations say, is about the prophets and the imams and the shuhada. As for other righteous people, we cannot say that it will happen for sure. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless some people with giving them this right to intercede for others, so that Allah is showing to the people the great status and position of these people.
Okay, that's it. Take care a lot about the rights of the people, the rights of your neighbor, colleagues, friends, children, parents, spouse, you know, the people around. Because, you know, compensating and making up for the oppression that you do to the people around is really, really difficult.
If not impossible.
If not impossible, that's right. Thank you much, Sheikh Karimi. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of the program, and Sheikh Karimi. For more information and also to download for free our other episodes, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li'ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li'ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزان. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن، إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن، علي وحسين وحسن.